Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm Andy Zaltzman. Today, in our daily delve into the Bugle's past, well, we love a reason to celebrate, and cake, candles, and missiles were on the agenda in October 2009 as John Oliver and I raised a glass to 60 years of communist China for issue 91 of the Bugle.
Top story this week, and happy birthday, communist China! Many happy returns to the People's Republic of China. It is 60 years since the communists came to power there, and it seems like only yesterday, Andy, that they had cultural, religious and personal freedom. But it wasn't yesterday. It was 60 years ago that they had any of those things. But what a special day. Now, I'm going to need 60 candles on all of the 1.3 billion birthday cakes that I've bought for the Chinese people. That might sound extravagant, but obviously I've outsourced the making of those cakes, as the Chinese provide much cheaper labour than workers do in the West. So, without knowing it, they've been pounding out their own cakes over the last year for a human rights abusingly low price, and they can now enjoy them. Happy birthday, China! It's a communist cake. Nothing flashy, no icing, but it has all the basic ingredients of a cake. Now, just make sure that everyone has exactly the same sized slice. Exactly the same. And then let a few people eat most of it anyway.
So on this, as the Bugle goes out the 5th of October, Monday the 5th of October, that's the 40th anniversary of the first broadcasts of Monty Python. So I guess we can say, and Mao for something completely different.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't say that. No. I mean, it'll be tempting to say that, Andy.
I can back out of that now.
The temptation is there, but I would certainly never consider saying that out loud.
Okay, consider that joke retracted.
That's your first official retraction, Andy. I can't believe you backed down.
Never back.
Considering the kind of shit you've stood by.
That's the first thing they teach you at comedy school. Don't back down.
Has it really been 60 years since one man's dream of selling affordable suits to the mass market got slightly out of hand? Mao Zedong was nothing more than a tailor with ideas above his station. He made a lovely suit, Andy, and he was a big fan of the hard sell. Would you be interested in wearing this suit here? Actually, Mao, that's not my kind of style. I think I'll give it a miss. Really? Interesting. Well, let me put it this way. If you don't wear this suit, I'll torture your family and exile you to a work camp. Okay, Mao, do you have one in a men's medium?
China's been staging mass celebrations to mark 60 years since the Communist Party came to power. It was a 2-hour parade of, well, can you guess? Can you guess what was in the parade?
Oh, hold on. It probably wasn't inflatable balloons or clowns. Was it a mass demonstration of force, Andy?
It was, yeah. A lot of soldiers, a lot of tanks, a lot of missiles. Majored very much on the militaristic side of things. Wasn't a lot in it in that parade for people who aren't really into military grandstanding, which, you know, I found a bit disappointing. Not the most spontaneous and exuberant. I guess what it showed, if nothing else, is that China and Brazil are very different nations.
That's right. There was no real sense of a woman in a spangly bikini with a snake around her neck and painted in glitter.
No, I'm not.
Shaking our hips.
There was a subsequent parade. I switched off because I got a bit bored of the tanks and the missiles. I want to see a float with some people dressed as a giant duck, some bits of cucumber and a spring onion and a pancake, doing a dance representing how to put a duck pancake together. I wanted to see that.
As soon as they can find out a costume for some hoisin sauce, Andy. Thing is, though, it's just like my birthdays as a boy, Andy. I always used to like to celebrate with an ostentatious display of power. I would parade my weaponry down the road my family lived on. Pea shooters, catapults, spud guns, water bombs and whoopee cushions. All proudly displayed in a procession by my little brothers and sisters to act as a deterrent to any bullies who might get the wrong idea. What I was saying to the world was, yes, I'm 9 years old today, but I'm armed to the f***ing teeth, and I will unleash hell on any who wants to have a taste. For me, that's what birthdays have always been for, Andy. Weapons parades. I can only hope you'll provide your children with the same opportunities.
And I think, you know, without seeing the subtitles of Hu Jintao's speech, I think that's pretty much what he was saying the other day. Any
have a taste! Come get some!
Who wants a piece of who? So there were massive portraits, as you might expect on occasions. So there's huge, great portraits of Mao, other Chinese communist leaders, and also actress Zooey Deschanel.
I think there was
a bit of a communication. You said that in quite a sinister way.
I like her. I think she's very pretty, Zooey Deschanel.
Really?
That would be great if they did that. It's just, to be honest, I like her so much, I didn't really engage in the premise of that joke. I was just thinking about what a nice thing that would be. Oh, that would have been great.
Can you not do a film with her, John?
I would love to do a film with her, Andy, but she would have to be willing to do a film which would lose a historic amount of money. It's the ball's in her court. If she's willing to jeopardise her career, I would be honoured to be the person to bring it down.
Well, I believe that she starred in a film called The Happening.
That was supposed to be a very bad.
Well, yeah, but that, I think we mentioned it before, actually, a while ago on The Bugle. That was actually trumped at the Razzies by your film.
You're right!
So, mate, you could have met her at the Razzies Awards had you had the balls to go.
So she's actually the only person who I can do a film with.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Oh, Zooey. I mean, your name's Zooey, and I will call you Zooey. Zooey's a silly name. We'll talk about it, Zooey.
But it was a massive, great 60-metre-high portrait of her at the parade. There was a communication breakdown in the massive portrait painting departments in Beijing. Although, on the flip side, there is now a billboard for the movie 500 Days of Summer at the end of my road with a massive picture of Deng Xiaoping on it. I always thought he was made for rom-coms.
I'll tell you why the people of China are putting on these mass celebrations, though, Andy. Because they have to. Because if they want to hold something that isn't a celebration, the birthday communists will put them in birthday jail. And even the weather cooperated with the celebrations. Apparently, cloud seeding the day before brought overnight showers to disperse the smog and bring in clear skies. See? Even the weather is frightened of the Chinese, Andy. Do you have any idea how terrifying that is? Apparently the wind is learning to speak conversational Mandarin just to be on the safe side in the future.
Yeah, the ordinary people are actually discouraged from going to see the celebrations. There were 30,000 people invited to watch it.
Right.
Everyone else was advised by officials to watch it on TV, quotes, to avoid complications.
Oh, boy.
Now, complications.
That's chilling.
It's a sinister word, isn't it? I mean, in some countries, all complications might signal some irritating paperwork or maybe an annoying delay in getting something installed, or in a worst-case scenario, maybe a medical thing, an operation to re-angle your toenail. It's gone slightly wrong, resulted in you being fitted with a prosthetic foot modelled on Hitler's foot. To most of us, that sort of complication. In other countries, it just kind of conjures up the image of massive tanks, big sticks and people disappearing for good. Something just gets lost in translation somewhere.
There were other ways of celebrating. Apparently, couples in China were not allowed to divorce during the 8 days of celebration. And what a happy time that's going to be for those people, Andy. Couples stuck in unsustainable marriages are now forced to endure one another for another week, courtesy of the benevolent state. I bet they're celebrating harder than anyone as they sit in a tense silence in their front room.
That's right. In Chongqing, no weddings during this 8-day holiday in Chongqing. Other parts of China went further and issued bans on couples squabbling about who gets to watch what on telly, on wives making bitchy comments about their husbands leaving clothes on the floor, and husbands muttering about their wives looking at pictures of Italian footballers when they quite clearly don't actually follow Italian football. It's understandable in a way, John, because these celebrations surely show to the Chinese people and Chinese couples, and no matter how things really are, if you put on a brave show, you can make it look like everything's okay and just like it used to be. And that's the message of the Chinese state. We can make this work. And arguing couples will look at their TV sets put the crockery they're about to throw at each other down and say, hey, look, those are 8,000 soldiers marching through the streets with rocket launchers and a big picture of Mao. If the government can paper over cracks with hollow and creeping nostalgic public displays of unity, why can't we?
But, you know, where will China be 60 years from now, Andy? That's the question that really begs being asked here. And I'll tell you where they'll be. They'll be controlling every aspect of our lives. And this little segment could come back to bite us in the hoo-ha.
I think you and me might be celebrating the 120th anniversary of Chinese communism somewhere in a labour camp in Cornwall.
Thank you for listening. Now go to listen to the latest edition of Catharsis with Tiff Stevenson and friends. Available on the internet, including at thebuglepodcast.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.